KXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche says he wants a meeting with imprisoned Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell. CBS's Aaron Navarro says it comes as the administration faces pressure to release Epstein case files.
The Deputy Attorney General said that this was at the direction of Attorney General Pam Bondi, who has seen some flack and criticism in the last couple of weeks over her handling of the Epstein documents.
Heat alerts are up for millions of people in many parts of the nation's midsection. This mother's trying to keep her kids cool in Oklahoma.
We stay in the shade, lots of hydration, a lot of water.
Greece is in the throes of a third major heat wave this summer. This American tourist in Athens is trying to keep cool.
It's been a little tough so far, but in the heat, not the greatest feeling ever. I didn't really plan for this, didn't really know there was a heat wave happening, so I've just been adapting by drinking lots and lots of water.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. An 82-year-old man has died after a crash between a UTV and a dump truck in Portage County on Monday morning. It happened around 8:44 a.m. near the intersection of County Trunk Highway ZZ and Rainbow's End Road in the township of New Hope. The 82-year-old man from the town of Lanark was the operator of the UTV and died as a result of injuries he sustained during the crash. No other injuries were reported. The crash is under investigation. The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing safety tips with residents for sharing the road with large trucks and buses as their law of the month in July. Lisa Hale reports.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing safety tips with residents for sharing the road with large trucks and buses as their law of the month for July. According to a press release, drivers should avoid lingering in the blind spots of large trucks or buses. Follow them at a safe distance, watch for turn signals, and pass them cautiously. Drivers should also give trucks and buses the right-of-way when entering a roundabout, as the larger vehicles need extra space for turns. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding all drivers that safety on the road is a shared responsibility.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health detailed the connections between extracurricular activities and youth mental health in its most recent fact sheet, finding that kids who participate in extracurriculars, such as lessons, sports, after-school clubs, or community service, tend to have better mental health. Regardless of where the activity takes place, extracurriculars are known to help kids create strong bonds with their peers, develop conflict resolution skills, and be more engaged with school. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
Football starts tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers training camp beginning tomorrow morning at 10:30 with the first of 11 practices open to the public, 3 preseason games, followed by the 17-game regular season schedule. The Packers signing right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal, including a signing bonus of over $30 million, the most ever for an offensive lineman. NBA, Chris Paul will join the LA Clippers and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks had shown interest in Paul earlier this summer. Baseball, the Brewers and Mariners again tonight in Seattle. The Brewers with a 6-0 win over the Mariners last night, their 11th win in a row. How did they go from fourth place to right now the best record in baseball?
I think you got to understand that this is a bunch of people that, you know, have gotten to this point and just kept clawing away. You know, they're hungry. I'm really, really proud of them, but we got work to do to improve in every area we can. But we can at least feel like we're capable.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny and getting warm and muggy today. High temperatures tapping the upper 80s and really with the heat index feeling more like the mid-90s. Then tonight, overnight showers and thunderstorms roll through, continuing through our morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy tomorrow, with highs feeling more like 105 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is sliding into the seats here at Radio Park in Racine. We will be back with you on Thursday. Join Matt. Going to be a great show.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Old Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Donald Trump is on TV right now. Well, I'm not sure he's on right this minute, but he has been, and he's got, what is it, Bong Bong, Bim, Bam Bam? the son of the Marcoses, who is now the president of the Philippines, Mr. Marcos, Ferdy Marcos Jr., in the Oval Office, and he's rambling on and on and on about how Barack Hussein Obama needs to go to prison. And we got the goods on him, and Tulsi showed me all the paperwork, and she's going to get more. Do you think it's going to work? Will they stop talking about Epstein if he throws Obama in jail? I don't know. Anyhow, is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one? I mean, seriously, consider that. Have we ever had such a high-profile criminal? I mean, arguably ever in the United States. Now, I'm not, you know, I wouldn't put him up there with Ted Bundy. I mean, it's a whole different kind of crime. But when you look at the pantheon of criminals in the history of America, well, I'll get to that in just a moment in more detail. Also, there's secret Trump payoff to sweeten the CBS merger. Inquiring minds want to know, and so do some Democratic senators. Will Ghislaine Maxwell testify to Congress before Trump can work out a deal? Probably not, because they're postponing. Mike Johnson is shutting Congress down tomorrow for the rest of the month of July and the entire month of August. Why? Well, because, you know, they don't want to talk about Epstein. Also, a DOJ official expects to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell. I'll share my thoughts on that with you in a moment and where that's going to go. Will Trump or his buddies convince her to only release information on Bill Clinton and Bill Gates? And will he get away with it? Remember, the cover-up is what gets you. So we'll cover all that stuff in the first hour today. Also, in the second hour of our program, Donald Trump's border czar says he's going to target sanctuary cities. We're going to flood the zone. He claims sanctuary cities have higher crime rates. They actually have lower crime rates. And where is Congress in this? They're going for spectacle and terror. And also in the second hour of our program, Trump continues to break democracy and the rule of law in his bid to sue judges. And a crazy alert. Let me get this straight. The Trump administration calls out the media for being devoid of morals, for publishing Trump's own words about his not having age limits on who he's going to have sex with. This is where he starts to say he has no age limits. And then he says, well, 12. Who is devoid of morals? And in the third hour of our program, Senator Sanders, Bernie goes big and introduces the Pensions for All Act. I'll tell you about that. Plus, it's a follow-on to the work he's trying to do with Social Security. Plus, a cult alert. A Trump cult follower dismisses the Epstein files because she says it's human nature what Epstein and Trump did. Right, right. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, it's my daily take, is titled, Is Donald Trump America's Public Enemy Number One? And when historians look back on this era, I think they're going to inevitably ask how a nation that prides itself on democracy, or at least says it built itself on democracy and justice and equality, allowed one man to commit such a broad range of crimes and abuses. I mean, it's, you know, first there's the relentless financial corruption of Donald Trump. He's paid fast and loose with tax laws when it came to his finances. In New York, his company was convicted of tax fraud and financial manipulation. Trump University was shut down and paid a $25 million fraud settlement, its students feeling defrauded. His Trump Foundation was dissolved after he used money from it to pay off Pam Bondi in Florida, where she and Epstein were living. And Trump and Epstein were living, and she was the AG for almost a decade and never went after Epstein. Trump's shady financial dealings don't begin or end with these public scandals, though. I mean, for decades, he was associated with New York's crime families. Roy Cohn was the lawyer for Fat Tony Salerno and Paul Costello, and Trump built Trump Tower with allegedly mobbed up concrete. His casinos skirted the law. Federal investigators were looking into money laundering and organized crime. And according to his former casino manager, he and Jeffrey Epstein once showed up together with underage girls in the casino. The White House, by the way, denies that story. His long relationship with Epstein, I think, also highlights his basically moral bankruptcy and other possible criminality. And then there's the international relationships, his love for Vladimir Putin that nobody's been able to explain. Paul Manafort, the guy who tried to get a pro-Putin guy into the president's office in Albania, unsuccessfully, thank God, who flipped Ukraine, got a pro-Putin guy in Ukraine, and then came to America and ran Trump's campaign in 2016 to get a pro-Putin guy in charge of the United States. I mean, that's pretty... In fact, we're going to talk with Heidi Kuda about this tomorrow. Manafort was convicted of multiple felonies. More brazenly, Trump tried to subvert democracy in the state of Georgia. Now, this was, after he paid off Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal in 2016. That got him convicted, 34 felonies involved in election fraud. And then he demanded that the Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, he says, I just want to find 11,780 more votes. Right. And then, of course, there's, January 6th. The Mueller investigation found 10 cases of Trump criminally obstructing justice. His presidency repeated violations of the Emoluments Act, taking hundreds of millions of dollars from foreign powers, pitched Tesla from the White House in violation of the Hatch Act. That's 5 years in prison, the Hatch Act. After leaving office in 2021, he illegally stole top secret intelligence files and kept them where spies could visit them down at Mar-a-Lago. One of his most grotesque and morally bankrupt crimes was when COVID was happening. And him and Jared Kushner worked out what they called an effective political strategy, because according to the New York Times and the Washington Post on, I believe it was April 11th back in 2020, they published this story that the principal people, the main people who were dying of COVID were black people. And at that moment, suddenly, I mean, literally the day after the New York Times and Washington Post published those stories and Fox and everybody else, the day after, Trump said, okay, enough, let's go back to work. Enough of this stuff. It's only black people who are dying. And then, they let 500,000 Americans die unnecessarily. We have the second highest COVID death rate in the world behind Peru. And Peru was so bad because their president denied that COVID even existed and demanded that the country just go on as if it didn't. It was herd immunity on steroids. I mean, it was just crazy what he was doing back then. And then, pardoning all the January 6th criminals. I mean, if America is going to be a free nation going forward, we have to confront the reality of Trump's actions. I mean, he isn't just a criminal. He's become the most dangerous criminal in American history because his actions imperil our democracy. I mean, you can commit a crime against a person in a nation. Arguably, that's not a crime against a nation. But if you commit a crime against the nation, you're committing a crime against every person in the nation. And, letting such crimes go unpunished risks setting a precedent that future wannabe autocrats may well follow, and that could forever tarnish America's democracy. So once he's out of power, our nation's new mantra has to become never forget, never forgive, never again. We'll be right back. 15 minutes, guys.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, come on, give me a break. Not a chance. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So we all know what this is like. It happened to me a couple of weeks ago. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body. You know that you're getting sick. So your choices are you tough it out, you know, take time off work, get sick, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescriptions, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not, by the way, a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out this. Promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Trump University burned out, foundation beaten and undone. Mob money in the tower, Bezos whispers with Cohn. Casino's secrets, Trump and Epstein, shadows where the darkness shone. From hush money storm to a coup attempt, he weaponized the courts and democracy was bent. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one? He tore our justice down, made law the loaded gun. With every tweet and pardon, the rule of law undone. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one? He broke the oath of Putin, tariff-free. Ukraine betrayed. Pardon Manafort's crimes, bowed to oligarchic trade. Denied a deadly virus, left out blue and black. Let COVID tear through hearts while he put politics on track. Obstruction in the White House, emoluments in play. Classified secrets stolen, still he fights to stay. He rallied mobs with lies, Jan 6 etched in stone. Inciting hate and fear, he's not alone. Donald Trump, America's public enemy number one. He crashed democracy. The damage can't be spun.
I think you could build a pretty strong case that he is. Indeed. All right, secret Trump playoff. Some Democratic senators, three of them specifically, Warren, Wyden, and Sanders, want to know of Larry Ellison, David Ellison, Larry's son. Larry's the founder of Oracle, one of the richest men in the world. And his son is the CEO of Skydance, which is what's buying CBS and Paramount and Comedy Central and all these other things. These three senators wrote a letter to him saying, is there a side deal to this? You paid him the $16 million to make the defamation lawsuit go away. But Trump says there's another $16 million that you're going to give him in free advertising. Is that true? Is the president telling the truth here? Because if he is, this is pretty slick, basically bribery. And they note that the letter was sent days after Ellison met with FCC Chair Brendan Carr, who's a major Trump loyalist, wants to investigate the media. Brendan Carr is just a complete Trump toady. So what's going on here? I don't know. We'll see. Meanwhile, the Pardon Watch starts now. This morning, Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, both of them, Trump's former defense lawyers announced that they would be questioning Ghislaine Maxwell. Blanche writes, "Justice demands courage. I intend to meet with Maxwell soon. No one's above the law. No lead is off limits." In other words, my prediction, now I may well be wrong, you never know, but this is my prediction, is that this will probably come out in September, because they're going to need some big gun to blow this stuff away. Because right now, they're shutting down the House of Representatives to stop any more investigations into Trump and Epstein. They're just going to shut it down for the rest of the month of July and all of the month of August. And then when September comes around, at that point, then Congress might be able to vote on this discharge petition that, is being led, that has like 11 or 12 Republicans plus all the Democrats, which would force it, you know, through Congress or through the House. But my bet is that they're going to get Ghislaine Maxwell to talk about Bill Clinton or Bill Gates or both and not say a word about Donald Trump in the context of, you know, the girls and Jeffrey Epstein. Will Sommer over at the Bulwark said, "Ghislaine Maxwell pardon watch starts now." By the way, she wants you to know she is not suicidal. And a former prosecutor, Elizabeth De La Vega, said that going to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell right now she could best be described as witness tampering. Yeah, you think? But this is a full-blown cover-up right now, shutting down the House of Representatives. And then Trump going off this morning on, you know, they asked him about Maxwell and Epstein, and he goes off on Barack Obama. He's going to go after Obama and Clinton. And if he sends, and if he does it more than just rhetorically, I mean, so far it's just rhetorical, allegedly there's an actual investigation into both of them. If that continues, and if he succeeds in dragging Bill Clinton into the Epstein thing, it might be the thing that saves him. I'm still very skeptical. I don't think, even if he could, you know, even if he was to come up with, like, Ghislaine Maxwell was to say, "Yes, I was there and Bill Clinton was there with a 15-year-old. I still don't think that's going to stop people from wondering, well, what about Trump? You're validating the notion that Epstein was passing these girls around, that it wasn't just for him. So what about his best friend for over a decade? So what say you? I'll pick up your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your thoughts on all this. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it, and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app. Steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked. Well done, medium, medium, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's chefiq.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jordan Leon and Amy Mazzariello, owners of the Lion's Mouth Bookstore in Green Bay. Then Green Bay comedian Kristen Lighty joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. Lisa Hale has the details.
The new lawsuit challenges a rule change by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It argues the rule change would make it more difficult for residents to obtain health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the change would decrease the total enrollment in Wisconsin's individual marketplace and make premiums less affordable.
A group of Republican state lawmakers is renewing efforts to repeal a partial veto by Governor Tony Evers that increased school funding for the next 400 years. A newly proposed bill would eliminate the per-pupil adjustments from the 2023-2025 biennial state budget beginning in the 2026-2027 school year. The partial veto allows school districts to raise revenue limits by $325 per student every year through 2425. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the veto following a legal challenge earlier this year. A proposed bill by the Wisconsin State Legislature seeks to address a shortage in the number of school bus drivers across the state. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles, the number of bus drivers in the state has fallen by nearly 20% over the last 15 years. The legislation would make it easier for older drivers to keep their license by requiring drivers over 70 years old to retake their driver's test every 4 years instead of every two. About a quarter of school bus drivers in the state are over 65. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny and getting warm and muggy today. High temperatures tapping the upper 80s and really with the heat index feeling more like the mid-90s. Then tonight, overnight, showers and thunderstorms roll through, continuing through our morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs feeling more like 105 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. An important topic, the increase in death by suicide by Wisconsin's elderly. Folks from Wisconsin Watch will join us and discuss. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Are you sure it's still there? Boots on the ground, cold steel in their hands. They don't need a reason, they don't need a plan. No lawyer, no warning, no light in the dark. A number, a file, a disappearing mark. And the face is just her, afraid to resist, as another.
Minutes past the hour, stock sales by several Trump administration officials clustered near tariff announcements. USA Today is reporting Doug Burgum, Sean Duffy, Troy Edgar, Pete Hegseth, Bob Kennedy, Keith Sonderland, and Scott Turner, all senior administration officials or cabinet members, dumped stock like crazy in the days immediately before Donald Trump made his tariff announcements. Yeah. Corrupt much? No, of course not. So what's on your mind? Calvin in Grove City, Ohio. Hey, Calvin, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I've been looking at this ICE thing with Trump has formed these. It's like a police force.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like his own personal police force.
Yeah.
And I just wondered what type of training they've got and whose constitution they've were sworn to. The way they acted, it's more like it's out of Hitler's book, Hitler's army wasn't it was like a police force for him, SS man.
Yeah, the SS was they were called the protection detail. Actually, is what the German phrase translates into, and originally they were like the presidential detail, like the Secret Service. But they became this kind of secret police force that ultimately ended up running the death camps. And, a lot of people are drawing a parallel between the SS and ICE. And I don't think it's an unreasonable parallel. It is troubling. You know, they cover their faces. You don't know their names. You don't know badge numbers. They don't show warrants. They don't follow the rule of law. They ignore court orders. That's all reminiscent of, early days SA and SS. So yeah, I'm with you, Kevin. What constitution have they sworn to? God only knows. But apparently not ours. I haven't seen any respect to the Fourth or Fifth Amendments, or the 14th Amendment.
He's more or less going to look like Putin's way Putin's running his country.
Yeah, well, clearly, I think
you don't need an army. When you got nuclear weapons, all you need is bombs.
Yeah,
you need policemen to run your country.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if you speak out against Putin in Russia, you end up in prison or dead. Yep. Excellent points, Calvin. Thank you. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's on your mind today?
Hey there, Tom. Good morning to you. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Good thing. Okay. Look here, the problem with the Democrats is that they got to bump their head first before they decide to put on a safety hat. In other words, they are more reactive than proactive. They should be more proactive. I think they should go to court and try to get an injunction to prevent Pam Bondi and the Justice Department from destroying the files of Epstein and Donald Trump. I don't trust the Trump administration because they're subject to anything. They are not beyond immorality. So the Democrats should be proactive and try and get an injunction on that to prevent it. And I think they might have something there that they want to use in the midterm. That's another reason why they should get this injunction. I think Pam Bondi got something there that they want to bring in the midterm.
The media is reporting, Andre, that roughly 1,000 FBI agents have been taken off their jobs of fighting crime and put on the job of going through millions of Epstein documents looking for the phrase Donald Trump. Now, what's not being reported is that they're looking for the phrase Donald Trump so that they can destroy that evidence. Nobody knows exactly what they're going to do when they find the name Donald Trump, but I think we can all guess.
Right. Lastly, Tom, you know, Donald Trump sued 60 Minutes over the Kamala Harris interview. I want to know why Kamala Harris didn't sue Fox News for the Donald Trump interviews, where they keep doctoring up all of the interviews that he's on there. And she called Bret Baier. Bret Baier tried to play a tape for her to respond to that wasn't what he was talking about. Yeah. So they got to be more proactive. They got to fight this administration at every turn. The more they do it, the better it be for all of us.
Yeah. Thank you, well, Tom. She's taking the position that she's a fan of free speech, and she thinks that, you know, CBS and whatnot, and ABC paying off Trump to make him go away is a bad precedent. So she's not going to do the same thing. But I totally get what you're saying, Andre. And I'm a big fan of fighting fire with fire, as you know. Thank you very much. Ben in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Ben. Hey, Tom, how's it going? So before I get to my point, I do want to say, for all the bad things Trump is, he's very good at corruption, cruelty, and being a con artist.
Oh, yeah.
I call it the three C's of his presidency.
Yeah. It's the story of his life.
But the reason I called, it's been a bit overlooked by all the other craziness going on with him. Is as a truck driver, I can speak kind of on a level of what's going on with these tariffs and imports and how much he's screwing things up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm based out of Buffalo, and we have a terminal in Buffalo and then a terminal just outside of New York City in Jersey. And basically, we just drive back and forth. But we have seen a big fluctuation in things, and most of our stuff is from imports from Canada on the Buffalo side and stuff from the port of Newark down there in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And it fluctuates week to week, depending on if he's putting in tariffs and then he takes them away and puts them back on.
It used to be fairly steady?
It used to be fairly steady. I did not deal with this during Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. It was steady. You know, you have your ups and downs like anything, but it was relatively steady. And now there's times where we're running out of loads come Wednesday, where I used to work until Saturday. And it all varies. If he says, oh, there's no tariffs, I'll have a busy week and make a good paycheck. And then the next week he says, I'm going to do tariffs on, now, who knows, Brazil with this crazy 50% thing he's talking about, and it goes down again. And
yeah.
Definitely afraid about how he's going to, I kind of see it firsthand being a driver, about how he's just going to tank our economy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it appears he's in the process of doing that right now. I mean, there's a lot of leading indicators suggesting that we're on the edge of a recession.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And I just, I know we have a very smart audience to your show, and just hoping that they're prepared for it, because it's going to affect everybody.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ben. You know, 10 of the last 11 recessions were started by or on the watch of Republican presidents. And that's not a coincidence. The Republicans love recessions because they, particularly deep, bad recessions like you had in 2008 with Bush, and you had in 2020 with Trump. And for that matter, like you had in 1987 with Reagan. They love those crashes because those are buying opportunities for rich people, and they get much richer, much faster. The billionaires in America just about doubled their wealth as a result of the pandemic, for example, in the 3 years during and after the pandemic years, because they could buy stuff up from houses to stock, to small businesses for half the going price before the crisis.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, keep up the great work. You and Dean, I can't even say his last name.
Obadala.
Obadala. You guys help the miles go by, that's for sure.
Well, thanks a lot, Ben. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
All right.
Good talking to you. Hills in Santa Barbara. Hey, Hills, thanks for listening to KPFK. What's up?
Good morning. In the L.A. Times, they ranked Frank Sinchong, the new owner of the L.A. Times, relatively new. He's invites contributors in the editorial section that are staunch Republican viewpoint people, which is interesting, these being that way. But anyways, there was one contributor yesterday that had a lengthy thing about people that are anti-Israel are anti-Semitic, and I wonder how you think we can stop the conflation between the two, because wanting Israel to stop killing, you know, now they're up to 59,000 Palestinians, many innocent, you know, bystanders.
Yeah.
If you're against that, it doesn't mean you're anti-Semitic. I have lots of Jewish friends, very close Jewish friends,
Well, there are some major Jewish organizations. I mean, J Street is probably at the top of the list, but there's some major Jewish organizations that are speaking out against Netanyahu and his policies in Gaza and the West Bank.
Yeah, and they're killing. They seem to be able to kill everybody. I don't think we should be giving them all the weapons.
I agree.
You know, they're shooting. You know, at the Houthis, all the countries around Syria. It's bad.
And this whole attempt to shut down universities based on claiming anti-Semitism is just a weak and pathetic. And frankly, it's ultimately an anti-Semitic attack itself. It doesn't help Jews to claim that if you're not in favor of Israel, you must hate Jews. I mean, it's crazy. Hills, thank you. Well said. 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And now the House is essentially officially shutting down at the end of the day tomorrow. So, to stop the Epstein investigation. We'll be right back. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Get ready, Wausau. The 8th Annual Mun Wausau Festival is back, July 26th and 27th at the People's Sports Complex. It's fun for the whole family. Enjoy thrilling sports tournaments, vibrant dancing and singing competitions, and mouth-watering cuisine you won't forget. It's one of the largest Mun festivals in the Midwest, and you're invited. Tickets are just $11 at the door. Kids under 10 and seniors over 65 get in free. Don't miss the celebration of culture, community, and tradition. See you there.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
In May, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that individuals, in this case Native Americans, do not have a private right of action in voting rights cases. An emergency stay was granted July 22nd, and it's likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians, the Spirit Lake Tribe, and individual Native voters negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts that didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. That decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the provisions of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. In actuality, since 1965, individuals brought 90% of VRA cases. May 14th, a three-judge panel affirmed that individual voters cannot bring VRA cases, but it applies only in the Eighth Circuit. July 15th, the tribes and individual Native voters asked for an emergency stay from Justice Brett Kavanaugh, pending a full U.S. Supreme Court appeal request. The stay was granted July 16th. On the one hand, decades of precedent allow individuals to bring such VRA cases, but this high court's conservative majority often ignores precedent and seeks ways to neutralize VRA protections for minority voters. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, it's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on the Vibrance Super C Serum. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
You're raising your voice, pushing back hard, 'cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight, fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest, even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break, don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. The fire.
Minutes past the hour, picking up the calls here. Jack in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Jack, what's up?
Grand Beach.
Oh, Grand Beach. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. So what's on your mind, Jack?
Hey, I just want to keep up the good work. Bang up job on trying to, compare Trump or get him involved in Epstein's sick ways. Because if you don't think any of that dirt when it came out during 2016 or during the Biden DOJ, or especially the last election, it just goes to show, seriously, how unserious of a liar you are. There ends your lesson, Tommy.
I'm a liar? Well, that was kind of an incoherent take. I,
you know, I don't get it. And Jack hung up. It's very coward. Carrie in St. George, Utah. Hey, Carrie, what's on your mind today?
Well, how you doing? I'm going to ramble a little bit, so please be patient. Today you were talking about how corrupt we know he is, the president, and he's been corrupt for as long as we can remember, especially when he was in his apartments with his father. But now, the only way you were talking about the other day, which is really good, is the only way to bring this kind of person down is with his supporters. And because of this Epstein thing, his supporters are now starting to turn on him.
Some of them. He's still, the last poll showed he had, among Republicans, 89% support.
Right, but there are some that are starting to turn.
Yes.
And what we should do, if we could do it, is find a way to support those people who are turning against him. And then the other thing is that on all of the news channels, we hear how bad things he's doing, his tariffs, what he's doing. But we never hear from any of the news channels, which is really sad, what we are or what can do about it. Everybody is just cowing down to this guy, mainly because of the Supreme Court, possibly because it seems to be it's just a Trump court, Supreme Court. So I don't know. It's just sad to hear everybody complain, but nobody seems to talk about what they can do. Resist is fine, but what can we do to resist? We can only do so much. So I'm done rambling.
Okay. Well, that was a good ramble, Carrie, and I think we all do need to be resisting. Thank you. Thank you very much. Donna in Hillsdale, Michigan. Hey, Donna, what's up?
I was paying a little bit of attention to the caller that was wondering, where did ICE come from? Well, it occurs to me that I saw a little piece. I don't remember where it was, but they were talking about Betsy DeVos's little brother visiting the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be just
Eric Prince you're talking about?
Yes. That would just be a built-in mercenary army.
And yeah, it could be. I mean, ICE is a relatively recent creation, I believe, or at least in its current form, obviously. It's a relatively recent thing. And we had a caller earlier who got a call from the sheriff's department down in Florida. Didn't identify themselves as such. Instead, they said, "Se hablo inglés," and when he said no, they hung up on him. And so apparently, you know, they're reaching, and he had one of these cheap phones from Walmart, and he thinks that they're calling, which the immigrants use a lot because they're super cheap. And he thinks that they're calling all the people with the Walmart phones and trying to nail people who speak Spanish. I don't know what's going on. Donna, thank you for the call. It's pretty grim stuff. We'll be back on the other side of the break here for the stadiums.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche says he wants a meeting with imprisoned Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell. CBS's Aaron Navarro says it comes as the administration faces pressure to release Epstein case files.
The deputy attorney general said that this was at the direction of Attorney General Pam Bondi, who has seen some flack and criticism in the last couple of weeks over her handling of the Epstein documents.
Well, millions are trying to beat the heat in much of the nation's midsection. This Oklahoma mom has taken her kids to a splash park.
If you can, just stay indoors. But if you can't, hey, something like this is awesome.
From Pennsylvania, authorities have arrested Shannon Womack, a woman they allege to have posed as a nurse to get several jobs she wasn't qualified for.
The investigation showcased Womack was using the identification and nursing certifications from four different confirmed nurses from southern states.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.